It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. You never know what you're going to get in these Would You Rather questions.
No, you do not. Keith.
Would you rather be a werewolf or a Brian Bayo pitching in a day game today?
I still think vampire. Now, you struggle during the day. You don't want to pitch during the day. But other than that, I think a vampire has a better life. You could argue that they're already dead, but you understand my point. I think they have a better existence than the werewolf.
It's very miserable.
Yeah,
turning from man into beast.
Because the werewolf, you have to plan everything around the moon, and it's like, well, I can't go out tomorrow. I got a problem.
You're breaking all your bones. Yeah. It's a real miserable.
You're ripping clothes nonstop.
Yeah, it's just what's your overhead for your wardrobe?
You're very dangerous to friends and loved ones, I would say, as a werewolf.
Yeah, yourself in some ways. Yeah, no, so I think
vampire's the way to go.
These are the kind of questions we like to explore. Good text here. 617-779-7937. We were imagining the night before, because Keith and I are going to be in Newport on Friday, the Greg Hill Show, Road Show, after show.
Sure.
We'll be at the Lobster Bar on Friday, but we'll be out the night before landing in Newport.
Hell yeah.
And we kind of pictured it being like Steph Diggs on a boat.
Pretty much like that.
With Cardi B and all the girls. Now, we didn't say who we are in this video.
Pink a cane.
We could be Steph Diggs. We could be...
The camera guy.
We could be the women, who knows, depending on how many drinks.
Sure.
We could be acting like that.
I'm excited to see how it goes.
Good text here, though. Nah, you guys are just going to be hanging out with me, Chuck in New Hampshire, and Clappy Cheeks 10 from Twitch.
Okay, well, either way, I look forward to however the night presents itself.
Just the twerking?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think that sounds turnt, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm in on that.
Us out on the town with Clappy Cheeks 10.
Great.
What do we have today? Would you rathers, Bill?
Would you rather trade Jaylen Brown or Derek White?
So, I don't want to trade either one of these guys, but to answer the question, I would rather trade Derek White. He's a great player. He's very useful. I'm not breaking up Brown and Tatum, even though Tatum's going to be out all of next season. I want those two guys together next year. I feel like you're better suited for 2027 with Tatum, Brown, and whatever else is around you than Tatum, White, and whatever else is around you. So I'm trading White over Brown.
I also think... I mean, the reason to trade Derek White, and I would rather trade him over Jaylen Brown, I think you could get more for Derek White.
Yeah, because of the contract?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just think and he fits in really on any team. He could be, you know, your three or your four on a really high-level team. Some teams may look at it and be like, look, we're going to pay this guy as a number two.
Mm-hmm.
And he can come in next to a young player, and he's going to play defense, and he's going to hit shots. And I think there's a chance he has more trade value based on the contract than Jaylen Brown. So I would definitely rather move Derek White. It's interesting. We played the Shams clip yesterday about all the names. He even mentioned Tatum's name. He did not rule out Jaylen Brown. He talked extensively about Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. The one name he didn't mention, at least a high-profile name that he didn't mention, was Derek White. But that's the name I would rather move in that scenario. What else, Billy?
Next one. Hold on a second. Clicked off the page. Would you rather bench Trevor Story or move him to second base?
Ooh.
So, if Bregman was Bregman was healthy, I would say get rid of him. Like, just move him to the bench or DFA him or figure it out or sell super low on him. Just get rid of him. Just move on from it. But because you're still starting guys like David Hamilton and Abraham Toro and Nick Sogard,
right.
I feel like I'm no fan of Story. Trust me. Even going back to when they acquired him. I was like, the guy's good in Coors Field. He kind of stinks everywhere else. So I've never been a huge fan of Story, but you do have a ton committed to him. And I still think his upside at the plate is higher than that of Hamilton, Toro, Romy Gonzalez, all these other guys.
Me too. Just don't get a hit today, Trevor, but yes.
No. Everybody's betting the under on hits.
Plus 100 on the under, yeah.
I'd move him to second base for a little bit, unless you really feel like you're finally going to just not move Christian Campbell, but in the meantime, put Meyer at short, put Story at second.
So I would rather him at second base. I agree. And I would hope there's the added benefit of pissing off Trevor Story that he's not a shortstop anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy who, I mean, he did move off of short for a year.
But it was funny. At the end of the year, he's like, it was great to get my position back.
Well, and he made it clear, like, the second he signed, he's like, yeah, I'll play second this year. Like, he said that right away. He's like, he told you the whole plan the second he signed. In Boston, he's like, no, I'll be at second. Then when Bogarts leaves in a year because they're not going to pay him, I'll move to my position.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guy did move previously, but he always wanted to be a shortstop. This is the same guy who was playing games by choice in Worcester. Was that last year or 2 years ago? I don't remember. But like by choice, they're like, hey, come up and help the team. He's like, nah, I need to keep working on stuff in Worcester. So I think moving him to second has the potential added benefit of pissing him off and having him opt out. I think that's probably wishful thinking, but I would do everything I could to pressure him into opting out and wanting to leave and not wanting to be here and trying to be a shortstop somewhere else. I move him to second. You said it best, Keith. Do I really want him in the lineup? No. But now I got to choose. It's him or David Hamilton. I'd still rather have Trevor Story out there.
He might run into a home run.
Put him at second. Yeah. Put Meyer at short. Put Devers at third. Figure out first base with Christian Campbell or whatever terrible plan you have.
Yeah.
And that should be your new infield.
Yeah.
Okay. What else, Billy?
Would you rather Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, or Aaron Rodgers?
Ugh.
So I have the mindset for a while that Aaron Rodgers is still like a great quarterback, kind of like a loser, right? Loser who won. We did our tiers of biggest losers
in sports.
He's a loser
who won, yes.
But I was really high on the Jets, so and I was wrong. So like I'm now out on Aaron Rodgers. I still think he is a better quarterback than a bunch of guys that are starting, but he comes with just so much extra baggage. And you already hear how some of the guys, was it Cam Hayward? Who was the guy with the Steelers where they're like, do you have a pitch for Aaron Rodgers? He's on like some podcast. Like, you have a pitch for Aaron Rodgers? He's like, yeah, either come or here or don't. I don't like, basically like we're not going to roll out the red carpet for you. You won 5 games with the Jets last year.
We started 2 different quarterbacks last year.
Yeah.
We made the playoffs like we typically do. Now they also got smoked like they typically do once they get
to the
playoffs.
It's the same story with them, but that's what it would be this year.
So what's your answer?
I think Mason Rudolph.
Wow.
Okay. He blows.
My answer is Rodgers, but I'm not very confident in it.
I just think there's so many issues with him, and then you bring him into the locker room. I think the ceiling has really lowered with him. And then you're like, all right, you're just gonna piss off a bunch of guys on the team. You're gonna have the same, you know. I feel like if they drafted somebody higher, I would have been more sold. But Will Howard's one of the quarterbacks I really hated in the draft.
Yeah, I didn't like him
so
either.
So I was like, if you drafted almost anybody else, I would have been like, just start the rookie.
You see Bradshaw on this?
No, but Bradshaw's.
Bradshaw
oh,
was
Terry
great.
Bradshaw.
Yes, yes, yes. Terry Bradshaw says it's a joke that they're interested in Aaron Rodgers. He says it's a joke to me. He says, what are you going to do? Bring him in for a year? Are you kidding me? The guy needs to stay in California, go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods.
He's not wrong. He's bringing up some good points.
Chew on some bark.
It's like, is this what we get after he retires? Like, he retired, didn't he?
Who, Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah, did he retire from
Fox? No, Jimmy Johnson retired.
Oh, okay. That's what
Jimmy Johnson. Oh, Terry's
now, right now, Bradshaw.
Like, unbridled shots.
Bradshaw probably should be taken out to pasture.
Probably,
as well.
Yeah. Just one weird quarterback talking about another weird quarterback.
Go chew on some bark. Yeah. I like that. My answer is Rodgers, but I wouldn't feel great about it at all. Those other two options are horrendous.
What's their record? What's the Steelers' record with Rodgers versus what's their record with anything other than Rodgers?
I mean,
so maybe a game better?
Yeah.
He won 5 with the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, right. Could Mason Rudolph win like 7 games? Probably. So Aaron Rodgers can win 8 or 9? Like, I don't think they're going to be very good even with Rodgers.
No. They should go get somebody else. Like, they really bungled their... I mean, I guess this was their plan all along?
Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
Ooh, Cousins.
I think I would also take Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins was awful last
Sucked.
Year.
Yeah.
But he's also, I guess they're both a year further removed from their injuries.
Yeah.
Were those both Achilles? They were both Achilles, weren't
they? Kirk Cousins also an Achilles?
I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yep, they were both
Achilles.
I
think they both were.
Yeesh.
I would rather.
Jason Tatum, don't use those guys as examples.
I would rather Kirk Cousins as well, just because he's less of a distraction. What's the final one, Bill?
Would you rather watch all the Mission Impossibles or Bourne Identities?
Okay. I think I'm in a similar boat with these. I bet I saw like the first two of each of these. And nothing since.
You only saw the first 2 Mission Impossibles, and then you stopped after that?
I think so. I might have only seen the first one.
Oh, boy.
Did I see the whole Bourne trilogy?
It's
how
like
many
Marvel
of those are?
Movies with this guy. He sees one movie in a series and
stops. And then he's out?
Yeah, well, I think it was the age when all these came out. Like, I feel like there was a long stretch of my life that I'm still currently in where I just don't watch it.
All right, so there's less, there's the
basically,
Bourne Identity.
Basically, I went to college and I stopped watching movies altogether. So I think that's kind of where it hit. I think I might have seen the whole Bourne trilogy. How many have there been
since?
Well,
there's more. So there's 5. So there's the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Ultimatum.
Yeah.
Then there's the Bourne Legacy.
Sure.
And then a film simply called Jason Bourne.
Okay.
So there's 5 of those bad boys.
I'm pretty confident I saw 2 of those, maybe 3 of those.
All right. Mission Impossible, there is 8.
I bet I saw the first 2.
The second one, many would argue, is the worst. It's the worst reviewed.
Well, that's why I got out.
Am I too?
That's
but they have.
That's why I pulled the ripcord.
They have the awesome Limp Bizkit song, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
They have the hilarious MTV Movie Awards spoof with Ben Stiller, who played Tom Cruise, spelled C-O-R-O-O-S-E or whatever. And he's like his stunt double, which is hilarious. So this most recent one is the eighth one, and what they're saying is the final.
Okay.
I think both series are great. I think the Mission Impossibles are better. Now, you're watching more movies, so they get the benefit of three more movies.
I liked, yeah, but that's more time-consuming, too.
More time, but
more of a waste of my time.
I think I'm going to go with these ones.
You're going with
Mission Impossible over Bourne. Bourne's great.
I'd go with the Bournes.
If you like action movies where you can't see anything, the Bourne movies are for you.
You want to see somebody get stabbed with a pen? Like, get in there on that. And which one was it? Was it the fourth one doesn't even have Matt Damon in it. They tried turning
the Legacy? He's out in the Legacy?
He's out in Legacy.
He's not there for even just regular Jason Bourne.
They tried turning the franchise over to Jeremy Renner, which famously the Mission Impossible series also tried to do, and audiences rejected both.
Text line is saying there are four with Matt Damon.
I'm saying there's five Bourne movies, though, like Bourne movies.
Oh, did he come back for the most recent one? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I missed
Jason
that.
Bourne's back.
Okay, so he missed four, and then he was back for
correct, because they were like, maybe Renner can kind of, you know, maybe there'd be a passing of the torch. There was not. They didn't want
to
do that.
Text line is also taking me to task for asking how many were in the Bourne trilogy.
I meant to ask
how many total Bourne movies. I thought there were more than just the three was my point.
That's true. Nick, but you got to find the Limp Bizkit Mission Impossible song that they made. It was like a perfect time because that movie came out, I think, in like 2002 maybe. No, 2000.
My kid likes
perfect.
Which one was the Metallica one? My kid likes the Metallica Mission Impossible song.
Oh, that's good, too.
Was that the first one?
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been the first
one.
I
don't recall the... They remade like the actual Mission Impossible theme song?
Yeah, sick.
Wait, I do know that, actually.
It's
so
good. It's like, man.
All right, maybe you're swinging...
How is this not in my life?
Maybe you're swinging me to the Mission Impossible side.
And Cruise does all his own stunts. The guy's a maniac. He's grabbing onto planes, flying around. He's climbing mountains without a harness.
Sitting down with McAfee?
You sitting out? Yeah, that was odd.
That was very strange.
I also we had the TVs on in here, and for three straight days, McAfee was just rewatching his wrestling match. Like, for three straight days, he was just, like, going over, like, his match.
We joked about this, but I genuinely would do the same thing. If I had something like that.
No, I don't blame him at all.
I would do the exact same thing.
I mean, he was in an absolute slugfest with Gunther.
A lot of slapping.
Yeah.
I can't find a clean version of this
song.
Son of a gun.
Okay, well, that's a shame.
Thanks a lot, Limp Bizkit.